This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House on Wednesday announced the latest in a series of aid packages for Ukraine that includes up to $300 million worth of air defense systems, ammunition, and other defense equipment.
The United States is going to continue to support Ukraine, help give them things that they need to better defend themselves. As part of all that effort, we've got an upcoming package here, which will be the 39th drawdown of equipment from the Department of Defense inventories using presidential drawdown authorities.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also said the package includes Patriot air defense batteries, Stinger anti-aircraft systems, tank ammunition, and other equipment. U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy both said they expected the debt ceiling bill to pass on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
The House of Representatives squared up to vote on Wednesday to suspend the U.S. debt limit, a critical step to avoid a destabilizing default that could come early next week if Congress does not act.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill would become law as he worked to secure the votes needed to pass his debt ceiling deal with President Joe Biden. At an event at the White House, Biden said the bill appeared to be on track to pass.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force on Wednesday over a ceasefire and aid access, raising fears the six-week-old conflict will push Africa's third-largest country deeper into a humanitarian crisis.